Do not learn to react. Learn to respond. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, our friend Julia Christina talks with us about things emotionally intelligent people do not say. Enjoy.
If you struggle with feeling good about yourself, or with feeling just solid in who you are, then you're going to get a lot out of this talk today. I talk a lot about becoming more emotionally intelligent and becoming more emotionally secure because of how important this is, because of how much it changes our daily human experience while we are here on this planet. When we are feeling good about ourselves, it changes how we show up. It changes how we feel. It changes our relationships. It changes the experiences that we have. We do different things. We act in different ways. We go for different things. We create different things when we are coming from a solid, secure sense of who we are. That so much of our human experience comes back to what is going on inside of us. And so today I want to talk about some just common phrases that people who have worked on their emotional intelligence, who have become more emotionally secure, things that they make a habit of not saying. And it's not because they were just born this way and they automatically just never occurred to them to think these things and to say these things. It's because for the most of them, for the majority of them, they've done the work. Because they've intentionally looked at these thoughts that are coming up that cause them to say these things, and they've learned to challenge those thoughts and turn those around and think different. And when we think different, we feel different. And when we feel different, we do different. And when we do different, we have different. And so learning how to catch these phrases, how to catch these words, these statements that so many of us make, learning how to catch them on the outside and then changing the way we are thinking on the inside. And the first phrase is, I'm a terrible person. How many of you have ever said that? If you've had a mistake, or if you've messed up, or if you've done something you're not proud of, that automatically you go into self-shaming and tell yourself that you are a terrible person because you made a mistake. That is not helpful. Because what happens when we are shaming ourselves is that we just feel terrible. And when we feel terrible, we are more likely to do things that are not healthy or helpful. When we are feeling this tension inside, all of this shame and all of this anger and all of this self-hatred, then we usually act those things out in not healthy ways. We are less patient. We yell at people more. We take things more personally. We get more reactive. And so self-shaming, when we have made a mistake, gives us the opposite outcome of what I think we want. Like we think like, oh, if I tell myself I'm a bad person, then I'll be motivated to do better. But the opposite is true. When I tell myself I'm a bad person, my brain is almost like resolves itself and resigns itself to say, well, you're a terrible person. There's nothing you can do. So why bother trying? Let's just feel terrible. Instead of being able to say, you know, if I make a mistake, I'm not a terrible person, but I made a mistake. And I need to do something. I need to change something. I need to deal with this in some way. But it doesn't mean that I'm a terrible person. It means that I'm a human being, like every human being who is imperfect. And I can learn from my mistake. I can, you know, do what I can to fix the mistake. I can resolve what needs to be resolved and just deal with it. But shaming myself is not a healthy way. It's a habit for many of us. We don't even realize it, but watch that one, catch that one. So the next thing that emotionally intelligent people do not say is when someone has done or said something to them that hurts them or that they don't like or that doesn't feel good for them, they don't automatically say, well, that person is a terrible person. because they are able to take a step back and see that that person is dealing with their own stuff and they are offsetting that emotion onto the other person or onto them. That person is dealing with their own pain and their own shame, and that's where these words and these behaviors that they are doing is coming from. Now, just as an aside here, showing understanding for why someone else acts in ways that are hurtful or harmful, showing understanding for that isn't about excusing it. It isn't about saying, well, you know, because that person is, I understand that person is struggling or they're suffering and that's why they acted like an a-hole, that means it's okay. No, absolutely not. But understanding helps us. It helps us to be able to heal from it faster. It helps us to be able to move through it faster because we are not taking it personally. We understand it's because it's an offset of what they have going on, that they are offsetting that energy to try and get rid of the tension. They are trying to get it out. And it ends up, we are getting caught in the crossfire of that battle that they are having with themselves. So emotionally intelligent people are able to recognize that and see it and not get caught up in it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.